their tongue is Dovahkiin. Dragon Ball.
Crap, as soon as I did that, I forgot the episode number. Screw it. We'll do it live. This is episode, looking up real quick, 14. Woo-hoo. Of Community Soda. And we have big cast back. Me. We've got Frank.
Hello.
Chris.
Sup.
Zach.
Hey.
Danny was going to be here, but he's got to work this weekend.
God, what a jerk.
Of course, the weekend. He's like, yeah, I can stay up 3 days later. No, got to work. But, you know, I'll do one with him next week. And it'll probably just be us screaming at each other for a good half hour. And then that'll be it.
Beautiful.
Warning, straight up ahead of time, this is going to be a lot of Skyrim. And while I...
Probably a lot of spoilers.
I hesitate to say spoilers, because...
Probably. Oh, come on.
No, I don't think you can really spoil an Elder Scrolls game. It's a lot of just sharing cool things that happen to you. The actual quest lines themselves aren't the really important parts.
Yeah. I don't know. I walked into my roommate playing Skyrim, and he was on to something in one of the main quests that was an option that I could not get because of a certain how I chose to go about the
Imperials.
Main quest. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Alliance.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll just say...
Okay, so spoiler, I guess.
Spoiler cast, you can probably listen to it, and that'll be that. So,
all the people playing Skyrim have probably played a lot of it already.
Yeah. So straight up, what is everybody even doing that's not Skyrim? Frank Leveson.
World of Warcraft again, because the patch comes out next week. I finally cleared all the raid content except for not heroic modes. Counter-Strike, and what's new that's come out? It's been about it.
A lot of stuff came out.
Yeah, but I've just been playing Skyrim mostly, and then WoW. Took about a week off of WoW for Skyrim.
That's probably a good idea.
Skyrim, the only thing to pull WoW addicts away. Not saying that you are, but you are.
I'm not going to slash play any of my characters right now, or any of my main characters. But yeah, mostly a lot of Skyrim, all in one character too, so. What level are you guys in that game right now?
25.
My main guy is 32.
43.
And my alt is...
42.
Yeah, see, this is my fifth character, though. Because I fell into Elder Scrolls syndrome where I just delete them and restart over like one bad level. I'm like, nope, don't like where that perk is. Start a new guy. So I just have two to do. I said no Skyrim.
Oh, oops.
What?
Chris, anything that's not Skyrim.
Okay. I played Arkham City. I've been playing Old Republic and Skyward Sword and Xenoblade Chronicles.
What's
that's
that
for the Wii?
For? Isn't that just out in Europe?
Is it fun? It's really fun. I haven't gotten far because Skyrim came out, and I just stopped immediately.
Fair enough.
But there's no motion control at all.
Nice.
And that's really it's really solid. It's kind of like maybe Monster Hunter. I didn't play a lot of Monster Hunter, but it reminds me of it a lot. It's an action RPG.
Yeah.
So it's really solid. Like if you have a Wii and you can get a hold of that game through whatever means available to you, you should definitely do it. And then
so is that just like anybody who likes action RPGs, or should everybody just
really
kind of give
solid.
It a shot?
It's a whole lot of fun. It's one of the best Wii games I've ever played. I haven't gotten that far, so I can't really say a whole bunch about it, but I put it a couple hours in. It's really good.
Is it like a Tales game,
it's more
or is
free.
It
you
more
run around
free
and
action?
Like, you can pick up quests along the way, and like you find there's a lot of crafting involved and stuff like that.
Ooh, crafting addictions.
The characters are fun.
I love crafting in games.
Witty. The dialogue's all really cool and good.
Oh yeah.
Cool. I might have to look at that, as my friend has a Wii that
it's one of those Operation Rainfall games. Oh yeah, like
if it ever came out here, I definitely would.
I see no reason why it shouldn't come out here. It's really good.
No one wants to play it.
Because Nintendo of America.
I want to play it.
I'm just saying what Nintendo's saying.
Lots of people want to play it.
No one wants to play it. Despite.
Okay, so Arkham City.
Did anyone else? Nintendo has no idea what anybody wants, as they've proven. Yes. I didn't like it. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I had fun playing it, but I didn't like it as much as everybody else liked it.
So much. There was a couple little issues.
Certainly not an 11 out of 10.
I'm just waiting for that. I'm just waiting
for sure.
The PC. Get other games out of the way and stuff. Well, PC came out last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, like almost a month after everyone else, I think. Mm-hmm. But I got Skyrim right now. New patch for Warcraft comes out, so once I find that's the expansion.
Pandas.
My only real issues and that I had bears. With it were a lot of the side quests were really short.
See, my big issue with it is it's Arkham Asylum with a hell of a lot less direction.
I didn't find that to be much of an issue.
In a bad
way. I never really felt like lost or anything. I never got lost at all.
And it's easy to get lost. I got lost often. I was like, gee, what am I supposed to be? Oh, right, it's near that old, decrepit, run-down, shitty-looking building. Blast, like, that's all of them.
Shooting up in the air, flying, gliding everywhere, drop down, kick.
I mean, it's a great Batman fantasy simulator, but I don't think it's not great as a play beginning-to-end kind of game, which I like. I like having a solid direction. I mean, it is a good game. I would never say it's a bad game. But I just didn't enjoy it as much as
things were spread out a little bit, but it wasn't too big. Like, if the city was any bigger, then there would have been a huge issue for me.
I feel like it was just a little bit too big.
Like, I thought all the story stuff was fantastic, though. I loved all of that, and a lot of the side quests have really interesting things that point to what's going to happen in the next game that they make.
See, I'm not sure where I stand on a third Batman game by them. Either it will be the best of them, or it will be the worst of them, and I don't think it's going to be anything between those.
Unless they do like a Justice League
game. That's my big issue.
Yeah.
That would be kind of awesome, but I don't think there'd be a lot of licensing in there that I don't think they could do.
There's heavy hints in the couple of side quests as to what's going to happen.
There's a lot of stuff in the first game that kind of pointed to a side
or
a new game that just didn't happen, so.
Like, there's dialogue and everything saying that there's something upcoming.
Okay, well then, I mean, it would be retarded if they didn't make a third game, seeing as how much money they made on the first two.
They will have
people clearly want these games.
It'll probably be announced next year, I bet.
Yeah.
I just wonder if they're going to make it bigger or condense it again, or keep it around the same.
I think they'll condense it, but they won't close you in as much as Asylum, if that makes sense. Because Arkham Asylum got very claustrophobic sometimes.
Areas and
just kind of running down corridors and stuff. Okay, so
Skyward Sword.
That it?
This fucking Zelda game is so
good. Yeah, that's the last one.
I can understand how people aren't going to like the controls. Like, that is going to be a huge issue for people. It wasn't for me. There's a couple times where I'm, like, trying to do a spin attack, and it doesn't quite work. But everything else, I thought, was the best execution of motion controls. But, yeah, that's not going to work for a lot of people. The story, though, so far, they're so good. Like, just the animations that everybody makes and, like, the things that happen. So much more than any other Zelda game that I've played.
I think the best way to describe it is if you didn't like the motion controls in Twilight Princess,
didn't like the motion controls. If you didn't like it because it was just like you just waggle to do like dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Then you're not. Everything. Then you might like it actually because like it's a lot more precise, like a lot more intuitive and.
I don't like waggle for swinging the sword in a game that's all about swinging your sword.
Motion control
too much waggle.
Exactly go together either. Yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
It's,
even
it's
the motion plus
one-to-one.
Doesn't
like,
fix things.
You move your sword.
It can't be 1-to-1.
Yeah.
No, it is not.
Yeah, like when I turn it, it's following exactly as I'm turning my hand.
I find that very hard to believe, either that or your version was just
yeah,
superiorly
like I would
programmed
just, I would,
to
if
mine.
If I stand there and I turn my like wrist left, he will turn his sword exactly the same as I am. In combat, it gets...
Well, that's all fine and dandy until you get into a fight and start swinging and it just...
It can like, get like that sometimes.
You
feel like just flailing a lot, but most of the time, like, if you do like just a nice gesture, it'll work. And you don't even need to like move your hand that much. Like you just like kind of move your wrist a little bit and it'll get it down just fine.
I feel like Nicholson saying this, but
yeah,
why can't we
like,
just push
I agree
a button?
Like that it should have had like a the game is specifically built for the motion controls.
Oh, they said that about Twilight Princess,
not,
and they released it on the GameCube, too.
That was not
too.
Built specifically for motion control.
They're full
that
of shit.
That was all
they
added
just,
on, and that was just kind of like waggle to do arbitrary attack.
Yeah, Twilight Princess got delayed because they had to add that stuff in there.
Yeah, like this, so like a lot of the puzzles and stuff, and like just the way like you have to fight some enemies. Like if you couldn't specifically direct the way you're aiming your sword, it wouldn't work at all.
And as a Zelda fan, I just know that I was very disappointed with the experience.
I love this game. Like, I'm always still going to love Ocarina of Time more, but I still will say this is a better game.
Well, nope. As usual, I hate everything and you love everything.
Yeah. I don't think I played
not all this time.
Okay. So
Zach.
Other than Skyrim, I guess.
Yo.
Dark Souls. No, but I haven't been on a podcast since I played it or finished it. Yeah, so that was
it's been a few weeks.
3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
Something like that.
I bought Orcs Must Die, but I
just
played it for like 20 minutes. What was that?
Oh, it's so fun.
What kind of game is it?
It's so good. It's a tower defense game, but you're on the field at the same time,
nice.
And it turns into like a hack and slash as well. So as they're coming through, you can shoot them with your bow and you hit them with your sword and you're dropping traps at the same time and setting stuff up. And they can kill you while you're down there.
I was just clicking a lot. And then I got tired of clicking, so I turned off the game.
Well, anybody who likes tower defense games to just, you know, pass some time will adore this game. And even people who just like a bit of hack and slash and fun will love it too. My friend got it on sale during the Steam sale, and he played for 6 hours immediately after he bought it. It's just really fun. I wish it was multiplayer, because that would just be the perfect game to have another friend in there while you're fighting orcs. Just turn the difficulty
up a bit,
and you're both setting traps and killing things.
It'd
be great.
Perfectly to have it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's another
Dungeon Defenders.
There's a game that's like that that has multiplayer. Yeah. I think that's it. Yeah, and it's really fun multiplayer. It just makes sense as this new sort of more interactive tower defense kind of genre.
One day, I'll check it out.
Anyways, $4 yesterday,
yeah.
But it's
it's on sale for $8. Yeah, it's $8 one off day. Of 14 right now, or 15. So just a lot of Skyrim then.
Yeah, I think that's. I've put like 40 hours in since I rented it. I think I rented Uncharted 3. And I played that for about 20 minutes and went back to Skyrim. Or not. It's just so scripted, and after playing so much Skyrim, I really can't take scripted. It's like, this is just bullshit. Why the fuck am I falling off the world over and over and over again? I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to. I can't deal with this right now. I'm gonna go back to killing dragons. Fuck this. So, I'm sure I'll put it back in once I make it through some of the story. So, Skyrim. Yeah, that's all game-wise I've been doing.
Well, I have been playing lots of Skyrim, and some Orcs Must Die, and I tried to play Grandia, too, but I was like, turn-based RPG, can't do this right now. And then I've been playing Battle Fantasia after I got that on sale for, like, $3, because it's like a 6-year-old fighting game, so they're super cheap right now, everywhere. And Ultimate Marvel, which I bought on a whim because I saw a used copy, and I got an extra 10% off, so it was only like $30. And it's really fun, just like the first Marvel. Except somebody will actually play it with me now, which is nice. Because when I bought Marvel 3 the first time, I played it maybe 4 or 5 times with my friend, but he sucked at Marvel, and he just gave up. Oof. And I never played with anybody else again, because I didn't have Xbox Live, and anybody nearby wouldn't play it with me, because they didn't want to put any time into it. But now that I got Ultimate Marvel, I guilted him into it first time, because I was like, if I buy this, will you play it? And he was like, I don't know. I was like, that's not really a $30 answer, dude. It's like, yeah, I guess. I was like, that's still not a $30 answer. You have to promise me a minimum of 15 hours.
That's what I did with the Street Fighter Arcade on Steam.
So I bought it.
Like, I bought it. Oh, I was about to buy that because I bought the I bought the first Street Fighter 4 and then told my friend, so I need someone to play with because we used to play on the PS3. And he's just like, I don't know. So you have your arcade stick. It'll work on your PC. And then he's like, I don't know. And then I said, oh, well, check your Steam's list, buddy, because now you owe me a $30 game.
Yeah, and it's fun. He's actually, you know, putting time into it, which is nice, so he's sucking less. That game is really fun. I don't really care how broken or unbalanced it turns out to be or isn't. Yeah. It's just, that series is just for fun, and it's cool. And outside of that, he gifted me Virtua Fighter 2 on Steam. Because we'd been playing 5, and he was like, yeah, it's fun. And then I opened it, and it was the 2D one from, like, the Sega Genesis. I was like, dude, you bought the wrong one. He thought it was Virtua Fighter 3, which was the first one to go 3D. And you're just kind of buying it for shits and giggles, and it just turned out to be the ass one.
Ah.
So I played a good, like, 3 hours of that, just because it's Sega Genesis fighting game. And I played a little bit
of Return to Dreamland too. And yeah, it's Kirby. Yeah,
that's
great.
A new one, right? Is it good?
Yeah. It's adorable because you can have Kirby jump on other people's backs and then they can carry them the whole way.
Oh my god, a four-man tall Kirby Daisy Chain.
I haven't played with multiple people, but that was my first thought, was I hope that I could do that. Yeah, if you like Kirby, you know what you're going to get when you buy a Kirby game.
What system is it on?
The Wii.
Oh.
Yeah.
On DS.
The Wii?
Nah, that's
what
Mass
else
Attack.
Would it be? Oh, I guess it that might be on the DS. Too. Yeah.
Okay.
No, you have.
Isn't that the same sort of idea?
Miniature Kirbys that you have to get through the whole level.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wrong one. It's like March of the Mini Marios kind of deal.
Before we go, I finished TNG.
I guess.
In all the movies. Yeah.
All of it?
Oh my god.
How'd you start liking
so
it after
better.
The first season or two?
Jesus Christ, the power of the beard.
Right?
It's the beard.
It's crazy. Just as soon as he grew that beard, it's like the entire quality of the writing and acting just went through the roof.
Yeah. As soon as it wasn't controlled by.
Yeah. He just went
Gene
in for
Roddenberry
the audition.
Anymore.
Yeah, as soon as he kind of let go of the reins and they let them take it serious. But he came in for the auditions and he was like, yeah, beard, I'll shave it off. And the guy was just like, no, you will keep
the
beard.
Beard is the best.
And then just from then on, he had it forever.
Oh, so
but yeah,
much better.
The acting really gets
and
better
on everybody's
behalf. They don't
have the creepy tight uniforms anymore.
Yeah, they started to steer away from those, like, at that point, they realized it's not the 80s anymore. That's kind of weird now. Until Voyager.
And
then
got a
seven
sweet
in it.
Jacket. Mm.
But that's a different story.
Dude.
Man, he got everything. Yeah. They put a lot of effort into individual characters after that. The
turning
thing point.
I wish
like, they get their own stories
there was
and
more,
everything.
Like, storylines between, like, the characters, like they didn't like there was no like people getting together and like mixing of anything. Yeah.
Oh, you mean like dual character kind of episodes? They had a bit of that. Like
they have the
some
best
of the
friendship
Jordy
ever.
Episodes
they are the best friends
together.
They are so awesome.
They are.
Oh my god, that was
spoilers.
The
that's why I cried.
Fucking thing ever, and it was stupid too. It was so dumb. It's so easily avoidable.
And they did avoid it in the canon comics.
I mean, all he had to do,
didn't avoid
like
it,
before he goes, like here, take this. That's it.
Yep. It's okay. Spoilers for anybody who cares. The comics, after that movie came out, the comics expanded on that universe, and when Data merged his positronic network with B4, he transferred all of his memory files into it, and B4's net crashed, and Data's memories rebooted him, so he is Data. And he's actually a captain now. So, yeah.
I mean,
Data
he has to, because... Like, they went to the future and everything that one time, and he was still there.
Yeah.
Q
well,
the yeah. greatest.
So
oh,
now
I'm
that
already,
you finished
I'm
TNG,
already,
do you
like,
plan on going
into
anything
season
else?
One of Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space Nine has major ups and downs. There is no definitive turning point for that show. There's some seasons that are ass with good episodes in them, and then there's some seasons that are great
like,
with bad
I like
episodes
the first
in
season
them.
So far. It starts off so much stronger than Next Generation did. There's some spotty acting, though.
Yeah, they start to weed that out later on. I think about, is O'Brien in it from the beginning?
Yeah. I fucking love O'Brien.
It's Worf that comes later.
Yeah. Oh
yeah,
O'Brien
I loved was
him.
Honestly one of my favorite characters on TNG, and he didn't really get a lot
like,
of
I always cheer for
time.
O'Brien. I was like, yeah, that's why I was so happy that he's one of the stars in DS9. And I love Dr. Bashir.
Oh crap! Was the prison episode in Next Gen? That's a no if you don't remember it right off the bat. Okay, that's fine. There's an episode focused on O'Brien later on that will be probably the defining moment of DS9.
I'm so stoked.
Yeah.
I love O'Brien. I love Bashir.
Yeah. I mean, I think it might be like season 4 before you get to it.
I have such a love-hate relationship with Sisko. Like, he acts cool sometimes, but then he's like a dick sometimes. Like, why you gotta be like that?
I think he's a character that his personality never changes, but you grow to understand him, and through understanding him,
he acts really kind solid of start to like him most of the time. But sometimes he'll just be really mean. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, you learn the reasons behind all of that. Especially in the TNG DS9 crossover episodes.
Yeah, I
saw
the one that happened in TNG.
Yeah. Sweet. There's a few on the Deep Space Nine side as well. But, alright, I guess that's enough Star Trek talk. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back and just dive headfirst into Skyrim.
I'm sad because he only shows up once in that show. And then he'll only show up in 3 times in Voyager. And then there's nothing.
And cue snapped. Break. Back from break. I think we'll start off just kind of what everybody did with their character in the beginning, or characters if you're like me and have started 12. Seeing as we're on this trend, Frank, start us off. How did you start off with?
I started with heavy armor and two-handed weapons, but then throughout the game I ended up switching back and forth between two-handed and one-handed, and then with one-handed being a dual-wield, and then also using a shield. And then right now, I'm almost maxed out on my one-handed using that as for dual-wield. But then after that, I'm going to go back and finish out my two-handed on there. But I also have smithing maxed out also.
Nord?
Orc.
Orc. So you got that Berserker Rage.
Yep. It's pretty much the only way I was able to get that first Dragon Priest and Volkscotch down.
Yeah, the accidental encounter.
Yes. I spent an hour on him, too. It was a pain.
Do they ever give you an actual Dragon Priest quest line, or is it just you end up finding them?
I don't know. I found all of them. If there is a Dragon Priest quest line, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, neither have I.
Because I know you do the thing with the mages on college, which gives you a mask there.
Yeah.
And then if you go... If you go to a couple of the words, there'll be priests there guarding the words also.
Yeah, and if the main storyline has a priest in it.
At the very end, right?
Yeah. That's not really a spoiler. He's kind of just a insignificant mini-boss.
It wasn't even really a mini-boss for me. I walked up and then, put on Elemental Fury, charged my dual-wielding axes, dead.
Yeah, I snuck up and I was just like, dagger, boom, slit your throat, I win.
Yeah. What did you think of the Dark Brotherhood quest this time around?
It was short.
It was short, but I don't know.
I don't want to call them guilds, but they're not. But all of the guild quests are all really short this time.
Yeah, the Mage's College was short. Especially, I thought it was going to take me a long time to get that last mask. But I just like Dark Brotherhood for the way it started out. How you didn't just randomly kill some dude.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
especially after, you know, the backstory of the whole Skyrim branch and what happened to the Dark Brotherhood in the last 200 years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just like the main assassinations in the quest line were cool, but they're just there wasn't enough meat to it for me. But that's coming out of Oblivion, where all of the guild quests were like freaking 10 hours long. Especially the Thieves Guild and the Dark Brotherhood. They were so long.
I never did Thieves Guild at all in Oblivion.
Oh my god, the Oblivion Thieves Guild. Oh, it just took forever. So much. All of the dungeons and specific missions they sent you on were at least an hour-long dungeons. Bare minimum. Okay. And the last one was like a 3-hour dungeon almost.
Bang.
But, I mean, the payout was Nocturnal's cowl, so it was all worth it. Commit any crime you want, take off the mask, and boom, no penalty. That kind of broke the rest of the game if you did the Thieves Guild first.
Just a little bit, maybe.
Plus, it gave you life detect for like 200 feet and chameleon 75%, carrying capacity up 100.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah,
it's like, just that's the wind mask.
Yeah. But yeah.
How many other artifacts have you picked up in Skyrim?
The Daedric artifacts?
Yeah.
So far, 4, I think. I've got the Daybringer, the Lightbringer sword.
Dawnbringer,
that's it. I've got Azura's Star. Mm-hmm. In my second ran through, I was like, fuck that, Black Star.
Yeah.
What else? I know I've got other ones, but I just don't use... the Ebony Mail of Sneaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to get the skill book from Crazy Dude. Hivik or something.
Well, it's from Hermias Mora, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got all of the necessary quest items to get that. I've pretty much just been doing Daedric quests right now, because I finished the Dragon quest line, and the Thieves Guild, and the Dark Brotherhood, and then I had like a stack of maybe 20 main quests and like 30 miscellaneous quests, so I was like, no, I need something to focus on specifically, or I'm going to lose interest and go to another character.
Yeah.
So I started just doing the Daedric quests. Oh, and Nocturnal's armor, I guess, is one.
Nice.
Yeah. The Thieves Guild leads you straight into Nocturnal.
Okay.
And she gives you the most kick-ass light armor in the game. Like, it looks badass, and all of the perks are awesome. Like, it's better than the Dark Brotherhood armor, even. Like, the only thing from the Dark Brotherhood I kept was the gloves, so I could have my times 30 backstab with my daggers.
Which gloves were those? Were they the ones you get at the end?
Just the beginning gloves.
Shredded. Okay.
Because it gives you double backstab damage.
Okay.
And there's a sneak perk that gives you times 15 backstab damage with a dagger. And when you put them together, you get times 30 backstab damage with a dagger. So.
When I was doing Dark Brotherhood, I used Epic Daedric daggers, and then also the Mehrunes razor.
Yeah.
I love using that razor.
Yeah, it's just any dagger does like 120 damage on a sneak attack for me now.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if you get stuff for criticals on one-handed weapons, and then upgrade your one-handed wielding ability, you can get up to like 400 damage on a critical hit on a backstab. Because sneak attack's always a critical.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just the way to go for a sneaky character. Just dagger, boom. That way you don't have to carry anything heavy. But yeah, my character was a dark elf, sneaky. So it's bows, two-handed weapons, and illusion. And then sneak, if you want to really count that. But that's just kind of a side effect of sneaking around.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two-handed weapons were really just, the bow shot didn't kill them, or the dagger didn't kill them, so now I actually have to fight. So just a big old battle axe.
The battle axe is the way to go. I was using Warhammer at first,
Oh, the bleeding. The bleeding is worth it so much. As long as you're not fighting ghosts. But ghosts don't have armor, so the hammer is also useless.
Yeah.
And the swords are just like, bruh, you can have some critical hits sometimes.
But they have good finishing animations, though, with the sword. Like, if you go up behind someone and just stick it right through their chest and lift them up.
Yeah. I don't know, the battle axe, you just kind of come down on their neck, which is good enough. Chris, what'd you do?
Oh, man. I'm going to sound so boring.
You just tanked?
Yeah, I just picked an Imperial because it sounded like he would have cool speech stuff, which he didn't at all.
Yeah, you just get that one power that's like, I'm prettier, pretty much. You'd be nice to me.
And then I picked heavy armor and one-handed, and I got a shield and a sword, and I went around chopping up things.
Have you ever played an Elder Scrolls game before?
Yeah, like, I played a fuck ton of Morrowind. I never did, like, any of the main quests at all. Like, I broke the game because I killed that one person that, like, doesn't let you finish the game.
Yeah.
Like, and then I got the Daedric armor, and I did the werewolf stuff on the Shivering Isle. No. Yeah,
Blood Moon.
Yeah, up there. Like, I played a lot of that game. And I played on the Xbox, and I, like, broke. I did whatever exploit where you can level up everything to ridiculous amounts.
Yeah.
So I would press walk, and I'd be on the other side of the map in, like, a split second. Or I could jump over the entire world.
Oh, the days of Morrowind. But they just didn't give a fuck.
And I never really played a whole lot of
Oblivion.
Like, I tried to play, it just didn't connect at all.
See, Oblivion's when they tried to focus players, and they're like, no, you need to do quests and stuff, and we're not going to let you do whatever the hell you want. This is a game, not a run around and have fun experience simulator.
Yeah. Weird. But I got really into this game. Like, I haven't really liked Elder Scrolls, like, much that I played, but I've loved the Fallout games.
Yeah.
I thought those were great, and I thought they did a good job of making it enough Fallout-y where I want to explore everything around and just, like, go walk around and see what I can find.
Yeah.
I thought they did that really well. Some dude ran up to me and gave me a pair of gloves or something.
I love those.
And then he was like, you fucking rat on me, I'm gonna kill you. And then he ran away. I didn't know what just happened. I never saw him ever again.
Yeah, usually another guy will run up behind him and be like, yo, you seen this guy? And you get the chance to rat him out or lie or hand over whatever he gave you. And then they'll just go off and kill each other.
Yeah, no one else came up to me, so it was just this guy went, here, take this. I'll kill you if you say anything.
Yeah, the other guy probably died on his way to you. That's happened to me a few times. I was out in the middle of nowhere, and he's like, here, take this, don't rat on me. And he gave me a weapon with an enchantment I really needed. And the other guy came along, and I was like, nope, haven't seen him. So he goes off looking for him, and then the first guy comes back. He's like, yo, so well, you want my stuff? I'm like, nope, boom, killed him. And I just went and disenchanted the weapon and put it on all my stuff. It was very convenient. Nice of him, too. That's happened to me when I was fighting a dragon, too. Just dragon flying around, the guy comes up, don't rat on me, and he starts to run away, and then the dragon just swoops in. I was like, oh, thanks for distracting him for me.
Yeah. And then I went around, I did all the companion stuff.
I haven't finished the companions yet.
They were pretty good.
I got to the searching for the cure, and then I was just like, nope, don't feel like doing that. And then I just went and did everything else.
I did that. It was cool. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
What you do to have to fix yourself. Oh, we're spoiling it. You have to cut off a bunch of witches' heads.
Yeah, that's not a spoiler. Yeah. Everything after
that. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. No, but the stuff after that was kind of sad, but then also kind of cool. The places you go to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then if you finish that before you finish the main quest, there's some cool little bits there when you get to the end of the main quest.
Yeah, oh. That was the first thing I did.
Yeah, I recognized your score. I recognized him anyways. You see him all over the place, though. Like in statues on the loading screen. And just if you ever read any of the books, you're like, oh, he's that one guy. I know him. That's cool. Yeah.
I did the Bard's stuff.
The Bard's College.
Bard's College.
I still haven't been there.
I haven't tried that yet.
I wanted to make my character like be able to talk his way out of things. So I went there and I found the guy, like the master speech trainer. And I've just been going at it with that.
The Bard's College, what are they? Is it really just speechcraft? Is that it?
There's not really much to do. I think there's like two quests or something.
See, that's why I never went there in the first place. I figured it would just be a waste of my time.
Like, the only reason I went there is because I wanted to get my speech up.
Yeah, I'm going to do that first next time around because that'll be really useful.
Has it actually come in handy at all?
A couple of times. I haven't done a whole lot. Like, I just finished the main quest, and then now I'm going to start doing all the stuff. I've just been gathering quests.
Yeah, see, I've never had a point in time where speechcraft would help me at all.
Like, there's been a couple times where, like, I've just persuaded my way out of things, and I was like, fuck yes!
See, that happened to me, and I thought I was being clever and talking my way out of something, but then when I came through with my other character, I just was like, no, I'm not even going to try to talk my way out of it, and it still worked out the exact same way. So it's kind of a lie. I think the only thing doing those persuasion speech options does is give you experience, to be honest.
Gives you experience, but I think with speechcraft, don't you get better prices from vendors?
That's the only benefit that I can think of off the top of my head is better prices.
You can invest gold in, like, vendors and everything.
Better prices, sell stuff to anybody.
Yeah. Then what else?
How much gold do you guys have on your characters right now?
I spend a lot of money.
I mean, I've spent a lot, but I have about 30,000, and I've fully upgraded two houses.
See, my character is a little bitch and only has 100 stamina still at level 32.
Oh, really?
So I can't carry anything. So I'll go down to the dungeon and see all this sick loot, and I'll just be like, I'll take this sword and that shield and anything else, and I won't be able to walk. And that's it. And I'll go sell that, and I'll just be like, buy a bunch of potions, and I'm good.
I've got about 65K. I don't ever spend it.
I don't think I have that much. I don't remember, but
I've been stacking more stamina than health right now, just because my armor is so high.
Yeah.
What is yours at?
My stamina is like 400 right now.
Jesus.
So, and then I finally just got the perk for heavy armor that makes it so it doesn't weigh anything.
What stone have you been using?
I haven't been using any stones.
See, what? I just used the very
Why
first
are you not
stone.
Using the steed stone? Like,
I don't know. I haven't gone out and looked for them. The only stone I found was the one that lets you raise dead, and then on the lover stone.
The steed stone would have made everything so much easier.
Yeah, I would probably have money right now if I were using it. But I just used the Thief Stone from the very beginning. Stealth skills upgrade 20% faster.
I don't know what a stone is.
I just have my companion carry all my stuff.
There's standing stones around the map that give you benefits.
Oh, yeah, I ran into one. I don't know what it did.
Yeah, each one is different. At the very beginning of the game, when you get out of the cave, if you follow dude to town, you come across the first three stones, the mage, the thief, and the warrior. The warrior makes all your combat skills gain levels 20% faster. The thief is for stealth skills, and the mage is for magic spells or skills. And I just had those on the entire game. There was no reason for me to ever change because my characters are primary spec'd. One's a mage and one's a thief, and my next one's going to be a tank. So I'm getting experience faster and leveling up faster.
You could just go and get the lovers, and then you can level all of them 15% every skill.
Is that what the lover stone does?
Yeah, it's all skills skill up 15% quicker.
See, I don't want that, though, because I don't want just the shit I'm doing on the side to level up that fast.
Okay.
Like, my mage, sometimes honestly, when lockpick goes up on my mage, I'm pissed because it's wasting experience. I wish I could pick locks without getting better at it. because I don't need lockpick skill. It is useless.
I love lockpick. It is so good. Like, yeah. why is mine at 70? Why is my sneak at 80 and all, when all I do is just run around and hit things? It doesn't make any sense, but I like it because I level up.
Like, my lockpick is 60-something on my mage, and it doesn't make anything easier. And it's just making it so I can't put perks into other things as soon as I want to. Because fucking lockpick's eating up all my points. And it's dumb, and there's no unlock spell anymore, which is also dumb. Where's my unlock spell? I want my unlock spell back.
I have an unlock spell.
What I'm upset about is it's that I can't hop around and increase my acrobatics. That's all I would do. I should be like, I'm going to increase this skill so much, and I'm going to feel good about it. I'm making progress.
See, I'm glad that was dumb. The Oblivion leveling was just kind of broken. If you didn't do it perfectly by, like, level 20, your character was just gimped.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. Because you put points into your main stats based on what your skills level up are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you jump around too much and your acrobatics goes up, that's agility.
Yeah.
And you can get between 1 and 5 points on a main stat per level. And you can do it to 3 stats. But if you level things across the board, you only put like 1 point into a main attribute at a time, and it just gimps you eventually. If you don't get 5 every single time, you're screwed.
I never paid attention to the main attributes or anything. I just played as a one long, and I just kept on killing everything every time I did it.
Yeah. Like, if you use one-handed weapons a lot, and you just swords, I guess, and you use them all the time, when you level up, you can put +5 on your strength. But if you don't use them that much, you can only put +1, and it was dumb the way they did it. It was just a bad idea. I guess it was to encourage you to only use your main stats or your main skills, but it just didn't work. Skyrim's much better about its leveling, although I'm still not quite happy with the perk system. I mean, it's good, and I'm glad they have it now instead, but there's just little hiccups in it that I wish they'd change. Mm-hmm. Like having to follow a tree all the way to get to the farther ones. Like, I don't want to learn how to friggin' upgrade.
Yeah.
I don't know, steel and iron armor before I can do dwarven armor. I don't want to. What if I just want dwarven weapons, or I didn't start upgrading my smithing until dwarven weapons started showing up in the world? That's just kind of bullshit to me.
Yeah, I think there's one, like, one-handed where, like, there's a really good perk at the end, but I have to put points into, like, using axes or something, and I'm like, I don't want to use an axe.
I mean, you only have to put 1 point into it, but that's still one that I could put somewhere else. Anyway, Zach, what's your character? You didn't say.
I started as a mage, and then I didn't care for it. So I rerolled, and heavy armor. I really shouldn't... Saying a spec is just kind of stupid. So everything but magic is what I've been doing. So
saying a spec sounds like Warcraft too much.
It's because, like, I have everything leveled up except for things that do magic.
Damn.
So you're just straight up a warrior.
I,
all kinds of fighting.
Sure, yes. So, I mean, I took time out just because I like doing crafting. So I brought my smithing is up to like 92, 93. And then at the same time, I got my enchanting up to 96.
But what do you put most of your perks into?
I haven't put perks into anything. I've got some into two hands, and then I've got some into I put some in enchanting so that I could get my smithing gear higher so that I could smith my two-handed axes to +260, something like that.
So do you just have a bunch of perk points that you haven't used?
I've got like 19, 20 that are unassigned.
Oh my god.
What?
Can you give me some of those? I need them.
Like, how? I don't know what the point of them is. I don't have anything to put them into. So they just sit there.
Increase bleed damage with axes.
Yeah, that's all. That's all maxed out.
Oh, okay.
So, I guess you are, like, level 40-something, so...
Yeah, 43.
So all your really main stuff should be pretty much maxed out, I guess.
Like, I've got... really, the only things... I've got, you know, the ones for smithing. I guess there's 5 there. to get up to Daedric, so that's like 5. Then I've got 4 in enchant, maybe like 6 in enchanting. Okay, maybe I don't have that many left over. It's still like around 10, regardless. 2 hands, smithing, enchanting is basically where all my points are.
I put all my stuff in for smithing except for glass and elven. I don't even make that stuff.
That was up the left side on its way to dragon, right?
All the light armor, yeah.
So then you just, okay. Yeah, like, I haven't done hardly any of the story. I spent probably my first 20 hours not doing any story at all, just walking around exploring, going into things.
I just got as far as killing a dragon so they would show up. And then I just went off.
I didn't even do that. My first encounter with a dragon was that skeletal dragon during, I think, like the mage's thing.
Oh my god. Wow. You didn't even start the primary part of the game.
No.
It was like, psh, dragons. I don't need no dragons.
I was wondering why they didn't show up. It's like, I thought there was supposed to be dragons flying around.
Yeah, like the sucks. Third quest. Like, oh my god. All you had to do was go to the town, and they're like, oh, hey, a dragon. And then that was it. That'd be good.
I was in the town, too, and everything.
Gotta go to the Jarl.
I just didn't talk to him one more time.
Oh my god.
And I kicked that skeleton dragon's ass.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But yeah, like, story-wise, I finished up the companions, I think. As soon as that main last thing ended, I stopped asking for work and moved on, because I got my achievement, and I was pretty much done with that. And then went over to start the Thieves Guild stuff, and that's been... okay, I guess. I don't know. I get really bored with the go and do these fetch quests, and I'd much rather just go and play with giants than go and run through a cave because they want me to go grab a book or whatever.
Thieves Guild is only really good if you want light armor.
I just want the trophies.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man. And... so the first thing I did in the game, like, I got out and I went to the town, talked to the guy, and I saw the chicken. I was like, can I punch the chicken or like pick it up or throw it? And I couldn't do any of that. And I accidentally pulled out my sword and killed the chicken. And then everyone in the town tried to kill me, and they chased me out of the town and across a river. And then I had to like reset my game because the main quest guy was trying to kill me.
Nice.
And then I went to another town, and there was they were executing a guy. And I was like, "Can I stop this? What do I do?" And I tried to I walked on the stage.
Doesn't work that way.
And everyone freaked out and tried to kill me.
Yeah, I started walking up the stairs, and he's like, "You shouldn't be here." I was like, "Push a little farther." He's like, "Step back, citizen." I was like, okay, stepping back now. And then the next time I came out, I was like, you know what, screw this. And I pulled out my sword and I tried to kill people, but they were immortal, some of them.
I just walked up there and they started killing me.
Some immortal NPCs, and then I guess that one guy has to die, because if you try to save him from being executed, he'll just get cut down. Like, he'll run into guys.
Yeah. He's got an amulet on him, eh? A good one, too.
Yeah.
His head rolled off the stage. I was like, ooh, necklace.
And some spirit tried to talk to me. And
you can't
like,
get rid of that amulet, though, because it's a quest item for another part.
What?
Yeah, I've tried getting rid of it before, because for that part of the quest, I found the amulet again. I'm like, nope, can't get rid of it. I can get rid of one of them, but not both of them.
These weird little bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm being plagued by the fact that I've completed quests... and the item won't leave my inventory, and I can't drop it because it's a quest item.
Oh, that happened to me. Okay, how many of you have finished the main quest?
Anybody? Yeah. I can't drop any of the claws that are in my inventory.
Oh, see, the claws I can get rid of. Some of them you need again, though.
Yeah, that's once you finish that one where you need them again, you can put them away or sell them.
Okay. Yeah, but there's that's not really, it's an Elder Scrolls game. There's going to be an Elder Scroll. It's £20 and I can't drop
it. Is it really?
Yeah. The Elder Scroll is £20 and I cannot drop it.
You can get rid of that, you know. Turn it in.
I tried. I finished the main quest.
Did you finish the Mage's College?
Yes.
Go talk to the librarian.
The librarian takes it?
He says, if you ask him in the main quest about Elder Scrolls, he says, yeah, if you find an Elder Scroll, I'd love to have one. Something along that line.
Damn it. See, that's not actually listed. It's not listed in the quest's information at all, so I didn't even think about it. And obviously, I didn't listen to what he said.
Yeah. there's a problem right there.
I've just been walking around trying to drop this damn thing, and it's like, you can't drop quest items. I'm like, screw you, I don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I got like a bunch of 5-pound flutes that I can't get rid of.
And the Benezia stones.
Damn it.
It's a stupid glowy stone things that are like 1/2 pound each. And until you get all 24 of them, you can't drop them.
Oh, really?
Yes. How much can you hold? What's your carrying?
Me?
Yeah.
Did
you say 200 something?
Oh, no. My stamina is only 100, so like 210 pounds, I think.
Maybe. Oh, my God.
I got like 360, I think.
And I'm in the 400s.
I'm at 520 and I run out constantly.
Yeah. See, my inventory, all of my equipment adds up to 135 pounds and I can only carry 210 max. So I've only got 85 pounds of trash I can carry around out of a dungeon. And at this point, I'm getting ebony stuff people are dropping. So it's like, I can take one piece of armor with me. Hooray.
Put some points in stamina, bro.
No.
I mean, seriously, you do more charge attacks also with that.
Hello, stealth.
How do you do those? Are those the cool finishing move things?
No, you just hold the attack button.
Hold the attack button.
Oh.
And then you're like...
Is there a way to do the cool finishing moves, or is that just like random?
Those are critical hits when the enemy's near death.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I had the coolest one on a fucking dragon. I jumped up on his back with my great axe, and then I just jumped down and smashed him across the face.
Yeah.
I've stabbed so many people in the head, and I feel so cool.
Man, you know those giant dwarven robots?
Yeah.
Like sentinels or whatever they are? I had a dagger, and I snuck up to one, and I swung at it, and it went into an animation. And it's just me, this dagger, and I just like stab it up into his crotch where his leg meets his joint, and it just twists. He just twists his dagger, and you see his leg like pop a little bit, and then he just falls down and dies. And I was like, I just stabbed a robot in the nuts, and he died. And it went into the animation for that.
Sword. Like just diving it in their throat, you know, like in the side of their skull, and I'm like, ha 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 ha.
See, I do that with arrows all the time, even though you don't get more damage on headshots. I'm like, I want to get this right between the eyes. And you let go. And after he's dead, you walk over and just see all the cool places you put the arrow. Mm-hmm. Like, I managed to get this one guy in both of his eyes with my arrows. And I was so proud of myself for that.
One of my favorite things is when people shoot with arrows and, like, you go into third-person view and you could see yourself running around with, like, arrows sticking out of your head.
Yeah.
I turned it down to very easy once, and I just went to the middle of town and punched a guy once, so I'd get, like, a 5 gold fine. And then I just let the guards, like, shoot me for a good 20 minutes, just standing there healing myself with magic. And then I went into third person. I paid the 5 gold, went into third person mode, and I was just... There was no me left. It was just all arrows. And I was like, thanks for the free arrows, guys, because then you go into your inventory, and any arrow sticking into you is now in your inventory. So I was just like, ooh, look at me, free arrows. I'm glad arrows don't weigh anything, or I would never be able to pick up anything ever.
Yeah, because I have like 100 Daedric arrows and then 100 ebony arrows right now.
Yeah, I've got all ebony arrows, and like I said, 210 pounds, so even if they weighed like 4 pounds each, I'd be screwed.
Yeah. That'd be a fucking heavy-ass arrow, a 4-pound arrow.
You know how to get infinite arrows of whatever you want?
No, this would be very useful information.
There's a guard in Solitude that's doing target practice. If you sneak up on him, pickpocket him, and put whatever arrow you want in there, he'll start shooting those and just pick his arrows from the target.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that would take a while, but damn.
You just keep on, grab like, 5, 10 arrows, wait a minute, get a couple more arrows,
and then keep going back every day and keeps doing that.
That would have been really helpful a long time ago, actually.
I gave them that, and also gave them to my companions too, because I have the archer girl from the companions, and she uses her bow most of the time. So, like, I'll just pick the arrows from the stuff that she shoots, or if I trade with her for a while, she usually has a bunch of them in her quiver.
Take all but one.
Yeah, they just magically appear in her quiver sometimes.
See, the companion I always use was the chick from the bar in Whiterun.
Oh, the one that you got a box?
Yeah. She's just like, I bet I could take you. And it's like, 100 gold. You're on. And then just beat the shit out of her. And she's like, you're pretty tough. I'll come with you. So she's decked out in, like, all ebony armor and, like, a spectral war axe right now. She's the companion I take everywhere, so I just give her all my good heavy shit.
Nice.
I haven't used a companion, like, the entire game.
They are incredibly useful, unless you're a mage.
I haven't, had any trouble with anything.
Yeah, if you're a mage, you end up killing them. Like, killing them a lot. Because once their health runs out, they go down on one knee, and none of the enemies can kill them anymore. But if you hit them by accident, you can kill them.
That's fucked up.
So, like, she'll be fighting a dragon. This happened to me once. She was fighting a Druger, Uber Overlord, Death Lord guy. And he's just like, boom, 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 she's down. And I was like, oh, fire breath, blah. And she died because she was behind him and the fire breath hit her.
Mm-hmm. That's stupid. I was like, oh, you can die. Why are you allowed to hit her?
Yeah.
Like, I accidentally killed mine a couple times because I was swinging with my two-handed in front of these two, Daedra. And she accidentally just fell down in front of me, like, oh, shit. And then it just crits her in the back.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, reload save.
Yeah.
Especially since I only use one companion.
I haven't gotten my house yet. I don't know how to do it.
Go to Whiterun. Talk to the bald dude who's standing beside the Jarl and be like, here's 5,000 gold. Give me a house.
Oh, okay. Because he was like, you can get a house now, and this girl's your bitch.
I married that bitch.
I tried to marry her, but whenever I picked up the amulet, she, like, I didn't have that option for her. I think I might have. If you accidentally deny marrying her at one time, are you forever, like, not able to marry her?
There's a lot of problems with that amulet. If you get it from the wrong place, or if you chest.
Got it from the dude and at the temple.
Yeah.
And I just wore it the whole time. Like, I was able to marry the huntress from Companions.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I married her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't judge.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Lydia looks more like a dude compared to her, okay?
I like her voice. Anyways, I put it in a box, and I took it out and wore it, and then nobody would marry me, because I put it in a box. That's just one of the glitches. Just you put it in a box, and the dialogue won't pop up anymore. So one of my characters is forever alone. My other character is a lesbian.
Oh, okay. I was about to ask, did you guys all pick guys?
No, my mage is a chick.
Fuck no. When do I play as a dude? Ever.
My orc's a dude, just because a female orc doesn't look as good.
Female, I made mine a girl, too.
Usually my stealth character is a girl, but I decided to make a dark elf guy, because dark elf chicks freak me out.
Yeah.
I tried to do a stealth maneuver at one point, and then they all just saw me and attacked me, so I killed them all with my sword. I'm not good at stealth.
Yeah, you kind of got to dedicate yourself to it at first. It takes a while of walking very slowly.
I did a little bit of stealth when I was doing Dark Brotherhood. Like, I just threw on the stealth and light armor gear and just walked around for that for a bit. But for the last couple quests, I just put on my heavy armor and just killed everyone that came across.
Yeah, I only did it for the bonuses at first. But then I was like, you know what? 30 times crit damage. I kill dragons in one shot. Like, if I sneak up on anything, it's dead, so it's worth it.
I just have a shield that I swap out with a healing spell.
I think my next guy is just going to be a Nord. Just a Nord tank. Because all the dragons later on start breathing ice instead of fire.
Just get some resistances. Like, one of the masks you can get has 30% to all elemental resistances.
It's heavy armor. I know which one you're talking about. It's a heavy mask.
And then but after that, there's also a perk for shields.
Don't use a shield. Stealthy. Yeah,
Okay, but if you're going to be a warrior, I'll pick that one.
Yeah, I think my tank is going to be a shield guy.
Yeah, I just stack a bunch of potions though when I'm dual wielding.
Yeah, for sure.
I just love going through there with my sword and like healing myself where they attack me, but I'm just healing myself faster than they're hurting me, and I'm just smacking everyone.
I had my mage up to one point where I had so much stuff equipped on me that restoration spells were free. It was like, restoration costs 50% less, 25% less, all spells cost 10 less, blah, blah, blah. And they were stacked up to the point where I could literally have like the level 1 healing spell on both hands going, and my magic bar would never go down. I walked through a dungeon, everybody hitting me, and my health never moved because I just healed myself the entire way.
Yeah, I put enough into restoration, so my healing spell only took like 5 points.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't
do that.
I didn't hit anybody back at all. Like, every enemy in the dungeon followed me from beginning to end, and I was just healing myself the entire way. I never let go of the triggers.
I love it because, like, the mage, like, skeletons or something, like, whatever they do some attack on me, and it heals all my magic.
Oh, you must have something that absorbs magic.
Like, I don't know. They just do something, and it fills up instantly, so I just sit there. It's just do spells.
That's weird. You must have something enchanted equipped that just absorbs magic. Oh, you know what it is? You might have the Atronach stone on. You probably just turned it on, not realizing which one it was. It absorbs random magic from some spells.
That's cool. I picked what I was walking in the southeast, and I saw one, and I turned it on.
I guarantee that's the one you turned on then. You absorb some magic, but your magic regenerates slower. Naturally slower.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Yeah, that sounds familiar, that part.
See, that's great for tanks who aren't good against fighting mages, because sometimes spells just won't do anything to you. And since you're not using magic, it doesn't matter how fast it regenerates. I did that in Oblivion, but it was a lot more powerful in Oblivion. Your spells didn't, or your magicka didn't regenerate at all with that perk, but you absorbed a hell of a lot more.
Oh yeah, like when I'm absorbing things, like it's not going down when I'm using magic.
Yeah.
I wish I had all that cool sounding stuff that you guys have.
It's just every Elder Scrolls game I've ever played, the first character I did was stealth.
I have nothing that you guys were talking about earlier. Like the Daedric people, I have no idea who you're talking about. I have none of that gear. I don't know.
Seen
any of these organizations or.
You did Azura, didn't you?
Huh?
You did Azura.
Oh, yeah, I went and got the Black Star. So that was one of them.
Yeah.
Like, you can get a mace from a guy in. What's the name of that town that's built in the Dwarven City?
Oh, Malakanth? Or Malkar?
No, Malakanth. Malakath's the Daedric prince that the orcs worship.
What's something like that?
Marketh.
That's it.
You can go there, and there's a mace that has soul steel and also does damage to stamina, also is really nice when you upgrade that. The Dawnbreaker you get in Meridia Shrine, which is awesome against undead. Boom!
It can literally make undead enemies around you explode.
Yeah.
If you kill an undead enemy, it has a chance to make them all run away or a chance for them to spontaneously combust. So if you're surrounded by a Draugr, you can just boom and potentially all of them will blow up at once. It's great for when you're going dungeon delving for words of power.
Yeah.
I went to some ice cave. And there was an old man, and then when I left, some spirit talked to me, and I told him to fuck off, and he said he would kill me if he saw me again, or something like that. What? Is that a Daedric thing?
Okay.
I don't think so.
I've not seen that.
No, because I think for my Daedric artifacts, so I have Mehrunes Razor, the mace, Ebony Mail, I have the Azura Star, and then I got a couple other things.
Jabberwock.
Wabbajack, yeah.
Wabbajack.
Did
you get your skill book?
Yes, I did get. I got the skill book. I think that's about it right now because I have to get the two-handed mace, and then there's the There's something from with the Clavicus Vial, you get the mask and you get that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, this old guy wants me to get like a sample of blood from every race.
Yep. That's yeah, for that's, the skill book.
Yeah, it'll put up 3 skills.
Oh.
By 10 points.
Yeah, when I tried to leave that place, some spirit thing talked to me.
Yeah,
they told me to help him, and I said, no, that's evil. I don't want to be that.
That's Hermias Mor. Come on.
You shouldn't have done that, because you can just get all that blood from fighting enemies.
Yeah.
Just from bandits and stuff.
Yeah, all it is blood from different types of elves.
And one of every elf.
Yeah, and then you can get the Falmer elves just from going into one of the caves.
Doing the main quest.
Yeah. Even.
I said, fuck you. And he's like, if I see you again, I'm gonna come for you. I'm going to kill you. I said, bring it.
That's who you're talking about. Yeah, that's for the main quest line eventually. You'll get to that point again for the main quest. Unless you already did it. I wasn't listening.
I finished the main quest.
Yeah, so that's how you end up there.
I was like, F you, dude. I'm a champion. I'm a hero of the people.
Yeah.
I say boosh, and things happen.
Who did you guys side with for the Civil War?
I haven't done any of that yet.
Yeah, I finished a whole bunch of stuff before I even decided to side with anybody. And then I was like, I really like that guy from the beginning of the game. I guess I'll be an Imperial. Mostly because I was a Dark Elf, and the Stormcloaks don't treat me very nicely. So when I do my Nord route run through, I'll do Stormcloaks.
I went Stormcloaks because even though the Nords were pretty racist, they didn't really have any problems with orcs, apparently.
Yeah.
So
even though you're an elf, they don't treat you like one.
They don't realize they don't necessarily think of me as an elf, though.
Yeah.
And you're an orc.
Orsimer.
Yeah, but even after doing the so I finished the Stormcloaks. I was like one of the first quest lines I finished. And I was kind of mad afterwards because when you go through the main quest and read all the books that they have.
Yeah. They're really not nice guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did the peace thing, and then I was like, I don't know if I want to side with anyone. You guys are both assholes.
Yeah. See, at first I sympathize, because the only thing I knew about Stormcloaks at first was walking in on the guy being executed. And the guy was like, it was a fair fight, as our traditions, he is rightfully the king. And I was like, that makes sense, you know, the Nords, one-on-one fight, yeah, he shouldn't be hunted down like this. But the more I found out about the Stormcloaks, I was like, these guys are assholes.
Yeah, and then if you do the main quest, when you do the main quest, you're in the embassy, you find some interesting stuff there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, both those sides are jerks.
Imperial is not really their fault, though. I mean, if you read some of the books about the Emperor and stuff, and then he was kind of a boss.
I mean, I just want to kill them both.
He kind of just said fuck you to the Thalmor, and then they had the massive war and everything.
Man, the Thalmor, screw those guys too.
Oh no, I kill every single Thalmor I find.
So many assassins. Ugh, every time I come out of a dungeon, there's always another Thalmor assassin there.
Yeah, that happened to me one time. I killed them. I was like, what the hell was that?
They're always around me. Like, I swear to God, every probably half hour, there'll be like 3 Justicars hunting me down. And I'm like, why are you guys so persistent? This is ridiculous.
Damn.
But in Marketh, I was just in front of the Jarl there, and there's a Thalmor guy walking around with a couple other Thalmor people, and I just killed them all right there. I was like, oh, yep, here's my fine.
Yeah, just pay it.
So I was climbing a mountain, and a bear attacked me. So I killed the bear, and the bear fell on his face, and he started just sliding slowly down the mountain, like face first on his stomach. And I just followed him the whole way down the mountain as he just slid.
Zach,
it was the
like
funniest
bears
thing I've ever seen. He was just all like limp and stuff. He looked like he was planking. And he was just like sliding down a mountain.
So I finished getting all the dragon priest mask.
Get your wood mask.
I got the wood mask, and then after the wood mask, you know, there's the other mask.
There's another one?
Yeah, there's. Have you seen the shrine?
I thought the wood one was the big one.
No, you put the wood one on to teleport you back in time.
Oh, that's what the one I meant.
Yeah, I mean, you get the one out of that one that has the little fangs and stuff for the horns.
Yeah.
It's all right, I mean, but the one, I don't know, it kind of felt like a letdown, because I couldn't do that until after you finished the main quest.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, what do I need this for? I got a mask that'll sometimes, you know, give extra health if I'm close to dying, but I'm just going to give that to my companion, and... I don't know. Yeah, it was just so much cooler, the whole process of finding the masks.
Yeah.
And then
I wish they had done something more with the Dragon Priests.
Yeah.
Because it seems like something they could have really made cool quests out of.
Yeah.
I'm really curious as what they're going to do with DLC.
I want them to do something with Thalmor. I want to go to war with Thalmor now.
Yeah, they're like...
Especially since, like, that whole thing where you, like, that guy did when he turned off a clipping or whatever.
Yeah, finding the, they modeled a lot of basic land around Skyrim.
Mm-hmm. Like, a whole bunch of Morrowind and stuff.
Well, if you go to some of the mountains, you can see Morrowind and see Vardenfell.
Yeah, see, I think that's... What everybody's saying is that's the only reason they did it. Is to provide accurate terrain for the really long draw distances in Skyrim.
Yeah. I can almost get that, but I want to believe that there's more to it.
The thing is, because just the basic terrain is there, they can potentially do things to it and with it. More specifically, if they don't, modders will be able to do it. Because I forget how long they were working on it, but there were people working to port all of Morrowind into Oblivion under the Oblivion engine. Like, just all of it. And they had a big chunk of it done. And then they were like, Skyrim, and they're like, screw that, we're done.
Yeah.
But now that the terrain is in the game that they can build on, and they don't have to do everything from scratch, potentially that would make that job a hell of a lot easier. It's not going to be easy, per se, but the ground is firm and you can walk on it and there's hills and, you know, basic terrain.
The Imperial City's there and stuff.
The city itself isn't there. The island is there. They just put the city there to show to scale that it was the Imperial Island.
Oh, I haven't even seen that part. You can actually go see Cyrodiil from the south.
Yeah.
Nice.
But because the terrain is there, potentially you could just, you know, put the textures on and start putting, like, doors and stuff into it and have, you know, Cyrodiil.
And the pathway there, like, there's a big gateway.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a wall or something.
Yeah. I think...
I hope they do something with that.
I'm not sure if they'll... see, the DLC... For the DLC before, they've just brought you to a place that was completely inaccessible from areas, like Blood Moon and Tribunal and
Shivering Isles,
yeah. Like, they brought you places that you would not be able to get to on the map. It makes sense. They could just add the new map in. But for something already there, I don't know. I'm really torn on whether they even would do it. Well, to me, if they do something like that, see, I don't know where else they can go, because if you look at a full map of the Elder Scrolls world, you've kind of been everywhere outside of places they might make a full game around.
Yeah.
Like Black Marsh or the Wood Elf place,
You go to every place in Arena, but there's only certain places I think in Arena you can go to.
Yeah, Arena's very limited. But I mean, I wouldn't even count that technically.
I'm sure eventually they're going to explore other continents on the planet.
I would say they should make, I mean, if they make a Hammerfell, the next game, if they're going to keep it within the story and make it continue a little bit from Skyrim, they could make it in Hammerfell or High Rock.
Yeah, see, that makes sense to me, is the Bretons next.
As to the Bretons or the Redguards, the Redguards, if you're going to go make the story about going to war against Thalmor.
You've got the problem with doing the Redguards is there's a massive desert in their part of the world that's uninhabited, which would cut a lot of that province, I guess.
You could put Hammerfell and High Rock back together like you did with Daggerfall. have you going through both of those areas? Because they're kind of small, both of them, compared to Cyrodiil and Skyrim and Morrowind.
I'd like to see Orsimer or
yeah.
Orc
yeah.
place with its weird name that sounds like Orc.
Yeah.
But it's really tiny as well. Like, it's between Skyrim and...
It's just a little city, isn't it?
It's... No, it's a whole province. It's just tiny and been broken, ripped to shreds, and rebuilt, and territories lost and gained again. Yeah, see, that makes sense. It neighbors Skyrim, so that could be an expansion, actually. I'm just wondering if they'll do another full expansion again or not.
I hope so. I like expansions.
Oblivion...
They're meaty.
Oblivion wasn't really an expansion, to be honest. It was like a DLC quest.
You mean Shivering Isles?
Yeah. The last real expansion was Blood Moon and Tribunal. Because they were, you know, kind of big areas.
Yeah, I like expansions. I like getting a big chunk.
Did Blood Moon and Tribunal come out on Xbox?
Yep.
Yep.
Were you able to buy them as a separate like, Game of the Year edition disc? Or...
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I had.
I'm not... Yeah, I don't think the original Xbox supported any kind of DLC or off-disc installs or anything like that.
It didn't do that except for the Halo 2 maps.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, even then, it was on the disc. You didn't install them.
The maps on Halo 2?
Yeah.
No, they weren't on the disc.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right. You installed them, and then you could play it from Halo 2.
Yeah.
But I got them through the disc, so we just played off the disc. But yeah, and... So, but yeah, and Blood Moon and Tribunal were, I think, only released in the Game of the Year edition.
Mm-hmm. Remember, I had their regular one, my friend had that one, then the Game of the Year edition came out with the two expansions, and I bought that one.
Yeah. At least they were nice about it, and you could use your old save files.
Mm-hmm.
Other Xbox games with re-releases didn't do that for a while. Like Fable.
Ooh. If they do like a full proper expansion, because I mean, how big was Shivering Isles as a download?
I don't know.
If they do a full proper expansion, I don't know if they'd be able to just because of the file size.
Yeah, file size issues are one of their issues on the PS3 and the 360.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if we're going to get, like, $20 or $30 expansion, I don't know how much the Blood Moon and other ones cost, but if we're doing, like, a full proper expansion,
well,
not just...
Well, they fit all of Skyrim on a DVD.
Yeah, so. it was only, like, 5 or 6 gigs, but the DVD, that's fine, but downloading it, though, if they're going to make it as a download.
They could usually do that. Like, the Borderlands expansion packs, they were, like, pretty fairly large size.
Yeah, but each one individually wasn't that big.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how
like,
they could...
They're like a gig.
That's not
that well, that's not as big of an expansion I'm talking about. I'm talking like a full 3, maybe 4 gigs of more material. That's like I'm talking about full expansion, not a DLC. Yeah.
I'm not sure how much Microsoft and Sony limit that.
Yeah, I don't know what the file size limit is.
I want to know Xbox file size limits.
It's not going to affect me. I have it on my PC, so.
Actually, it will affect you, because if they can't do it on all platforms, they won't do it at all.
Like that menu.
I like the menu, because I'm playing on a controller.
Oh. I don't have too much problems with it.
That was there we go. 2 gigs? I think the Xbox Live DLC limit is 2 gigs.
Well, I mean, they could just potentially like release it on a disc.
Yeah, they could. They've done that for other stuff. Like Rock Band, prime example.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of their packs are on discs.
Yeah, I think they'll probably have to do that, if anything. Put it out on a disc.
See, but then if they put it on a disc, there's an obligation for it to be larger, and that means it's going to be more expensive and less likely that people would buy it. But then again, Skyrim's ridiculously popular right now. but when full-size DLC comes out, it might not be that popular anymore.
I don't know, man. Oh, I'm going to buy it. I know that for sure.
Yeah. And I'm back. My internet was weird.
Yeah. See, because the New Vegas expansions, not that great.
I haven't played any of those. I haven't heard that many good things.
Yeah, one of them is good. The other one is not.
There's only two?
I think there's more than that, but those two are the only ones I've heard about.
Hmm.
New Vegas expansions. Dead Money, Honest Hearts, Old World Blues, Lonesome Road, Gunrunners. But Gunrunners is really bad.
I know one of them is supposed to be like really, really short.
I think that's Dead Money. It's just like a vault, I think. Yeah, it's a casino. Honest Hearts is Caesar's right-hand man that he set on fire and threw off a cliff. It's based around him being still alive. Old World Blues is... puts in a whole mountain. Apparently that's pretty big.
Yeah, I want to play him because I really like New Vegas.
Yeah. I think Lonesome Road's also not that big. And Gunrunners is garbage from what I've heard. It just adds some items and a stash. Oh, that's because I think it was part of the pre-order bonus.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. And they're released Fallout New Vegas Ultimate Edition, which has all of the DLC on it.
Oh, there we go.
And it's going to be coming out February 7th. Might buy it if it's the same price as Fallout 3 regularly, or New Vegas regularly is.
I would hope so.
I mean, for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sets of DLC, some of which is bad, some is good, I'd be willing to pay for it again. Because I'd just give my copy to somebody who hasn't played New Vegas and then take the new one.
Yeah. Man, I'm really excited to see whatever they do with Fallout with this engine.
Yeah, I guess they would be using this for everything they do from now on.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when they're going to do a new Fallout, though, because it seems...
It'll be a while.
Yeah.
They're going to be focusing on Skyrim stuff for a good amount of time, I think.
Because I was already surprised by how soon New Vegas came out after Fallout 3.
Well, that wasn't them that made it.
Different developer studio.
Yeah, but I mean, they still didn't start... I don't think they started working on it until after 3 was released.
Yeah.
Because they had to redo the engine just for New Vegas, even. It wasn't a full overhaul, but they still had to fix a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they tweaked a lot of stuff in there.
So from even just then, it was really fast. Okay, who's doing that? Frank?
Doing what?
Get the mic out of your mouth.
It's not in my mouth. How's that?
Better.
It's facing away from me now.
Okay.
I imagine they're already working on it, obviously.
Oh yeah, I could see that for sure. Wait, you mean a new Fallout?
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be Fallout 4 or Fallout subtitle?
I think 4 is a big number. Not a very attractive looking number. But then if you don't have the number, it looks like it just...
Yeah. Or Elder Scrolls 5, I mean.
Well, not counting Battlespire and Redguard.
So technically 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone just calls it Skyrim. It's not... Yeah. They don't say, I'm playing Elder Scrolls 5.
Yeah, but the fact is it's still 5 with a subtitle. What they've been doing with Fallout is they just dropped the number entirely for New Vegas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm wondering if they'll be, like, Fallout 4 subtitle, or just Fallout 4, or just Fallout subtitle.
Well, Fallout New Vegas is kind of set in a similar time period as 3 was.
Yeah, it's only set, what, like, 10 or 20 years after, if that?
I mean, because, 3 and New Vegas are both
you know, a little bit after Fallout 1. I don't know, a little bit, because you, in Fallout 1, was it Fallout 1 or Fallout 2 that had the NCR? When they were
damn
really...
Damn if I know.
Because you come across the founders of the New California Republic in one of those Fallout games, and they help you out, and then afterwards, you know, they expand stuff, and obviously, and there's for the there's the Wanderer from Fallout 1 or Fallout 2 that's statue to him in New Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of references to...
So it's a while afterwards. Well, afterwards.
Yeah.
I would like it to be Fallout 4 so that there can be some grass again. Just set it far enough in the future that there's grass, and that would make me very happy.
If they do a Fallout 4, I hope they make their shooting like they made with archery in Skyrim.
I mean, I imagine
point and shoot. Just like point that. And shoot as it properly should be.
As opposed to
random number generator for hits and all the other stuff.
Oh, you mean like skill level determining how accurate your bullets are, kind of thing. Okay, yeah, that would make sense.
Oh, if you do skill level determines damage, it's totally fine.
You know what would be really good? Weapon condition being the only thing that determines accuracy.
That too.
Yeah.
I'm really glad they got rid of that in Elder Scrolls, by the way. Repairing weapons and armor. That was bullshit.
Didn't you upgrade... what did you...
You had to carry around smithing hammers to fix shit as you used it.
Ooh.
It was so bad. That is like the single greatest thing they fixed in this game.
I mean, if they didn't have it, I could. If they kept it, I don't know. I probably wouldn't have had a problem with it because I was doing blacksmithing, and if preparing stuff would level my blacksmithing, I'd be all for it.
See, if they kept it, I would live with it, but I'd be like, this is one of the things they should have changed, and I'd be a bit upset about it.
Yeah, though, would you want it? Where would you want it to be set? Would you want it to be, like, still in America or, like, somewhere else in the world, maybe?
Oh, the new Fallout?
Do it in Canada.
That'd be cool.
I mean, America, they invaded Canada and stuff before the first Fallout during the
nuclear winter.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. It makes sense. There's a lot of
Just, like, terrain see what, up like, here. What's happening, like, on the other side of the world, like, on another continent.
Yeah, did they ever even talk about the other continents in any of the Fallout games? Because
I don't think
assume there's no way to communicate with them.
Yeah.
And there's no boats or ships for intercontinental travel anymore.
They would, because the, the Enclave, they had stuff. Like, you know, they had boats and stuff that would get you to the oil rig in Fallout 2. They had their little VTOL aircraft that could get across. They could probably get across.
It'd be cool if they showed, like, Europe and it wasn't hit anywhere near as hard as North America.
Yeah.
Europe's all is just business as usual there.
Not so much business as usual, but I mean, like, there's still foliage and the cities are mostly intact kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, they're suffering from the fallout, but it won't be anywhere near as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, or if, like, a ship, like, a bunch of ships showed up from Europe or something.
Yeah. Hell, have a full-scale invasion. Yeah. That'd be a cool way to set a storyline.
People find
choose a side.
People find the new world all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much to explore with that setting.
Yeah, there's a lot they can do with it. I guess they had... Did they have China, or were those just communists from North America?
Oh, those assassin people. I don't remember.
I don't know.
I haven't played...
Because there was like a Chinese radio signal and everything.
Yeah. I can't remember. It's been a while.
Oh, speaking of a while, this has been at least an hour and a half.
Yeah, I gotta go to work soon.
Well, I think we'll cut it there. Zach, you didn't talk anywhere near as much as you should have.
Is he even there?
He's muted.
Oh.
Okay, so... This has been episode 14 of Community Soda Skyrim Cast. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. And we should probably have Danny and I and random people on an episode next week to have some Skyrim talk. Probably nowhere near as much as this. So, good night.
Night.
Skyrim.